Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to call tonight's meeting to order. Pursuant to NJSA 10:4-10, notice of this meeting has been provided by publication in the Asbury Park Press, the Co-Star, and posted in the Borough Hall of Manasquan and in the schools within the time limits prescribed by law. If we may stand for Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Ms. Ahn, may we have a roll call, please?
Mrs. Barnes?
Yes.
Mr. Bowers?
Here.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Mr. Clayton?
Here.
Mr. Forrester?
Here.
Mr. Fury?
Here.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Here.
Mr. Shaw?
Here.
Mrs. Verdi?
Here.
Mr. Walsh?
Here.
Thank you. Our mission statement. Manasquan School District's mission is to empower students to reach their potential and become lifelong learners. We strive to ensure that students play an active role in their education, are guided by rigorous academic standards aligned with the New Jersey Core Curriculum Content Standards, and function within a community that regards student, educators, and parents as full participants in the educational process. We dedicate ourselves to the realization of a supportive learning environment that nurtures growth, personal integrity, and mutual respect. Statement to the public. Oftentimes, it may appear to members of our audience that the Board of Education takes action with very little comment and in many cases by unanimous vote. Before a matter is placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied that the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Ed, it is then referred to the appropriate board committee. The members of the board committee work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to assure that the members fully understand the matter. When the committee is satisfied with the matter, it is presented to the Board of Education for discussion before any final action is taken. Only then is it placed on the agenda for action at a public meeting. In rare instances, matters are presented to the Board of Education for discussion at the same meeting that final action may be taken. Public comment on agenda. Time may be allocated for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allotted a limited time when recognized by the presiding officer. Individuals wishing to address the board shall be recognized by the presiding officer and shall give their names, addresses, and the group, if any, that they represent. Although the board encourages public participation, it reserves the right through its presiding officer to terminate remarks to and or by any individual not keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. During the public participation portions of this meeting, the board will not respond to questions from a public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of, promotion or disciplining of any specific or prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comment on items included in this agenda. At this time, I'd like to open the floor to the public for comment. This is on agenda items only for this evening.
Michelle LaSalle, 44 Parker Avenue. I kept on line. There we go.
Right back.
Right back. Is that on? Looks like
it. Didn't line up.
Right on. I don't know what did
it. Right at the red button.
There you go. I looked online today and found that a condition of the grant that you're talking about tonight, that the school district would have to have 60% of the money for the project that they're applying for within 18 months of applying. My question is, Mr. Shelton has stated several times that there will be no tax increases for the next 3 years and that the sending district tuition will not increase significantly. With no new revenue coming in and a multi-million dollar athletic complex now added to the budget, where's that money going to come from that we're applying for the grant?
At this time, we do not know.
Okay. Is there any intention to bring MagnaCare back to the picture?
I'm sorry?
Is there any intent to bring MagnaCare back in as a way to save money?
Not to my
knowledge. And apply these to the projects? That has not been discussed?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Okay. I also listened to the audio from June 25th where Mr. Pellegrino made a motion to to remove the retaining wall from the grant application. And my question is that there were several times where Mrs. Hahn tried to interject and answer a question and she was spoken over. In particular, with 40 minutes to go on the counter, Mr. Shelton was saying you could start a project.
Excuse me, Ms. LaSalle, this is on agenda items only tonight? Are you going that way?
I think it's on the agenda because it was regarding the grant. We took the grant out of the retaining wall?
No, we
didn't. No.
You did not take the grant out of the retaining wall? You did on June 25th.
We took a grant for the retaining wall?
On June 25th, the retaining wall was in this grant, and you removed it. You made a motion to table. You made the suggestion to stricken it, and Mr. Pellegrino made the motion to remove it. Mrs. Barnes seconded.
The retaining wall is not part of the ROD grants that we are approving
tonight.
I'll
revisit it in the next segment.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Are there any other comments, Mr. Menke? Again, ladies and gentlemen, I remind you this is on agenda items only at this point.
Hi, Dick Menke, 36 North McClellan, representing the Manasquan Taxpayer Association. I didn't see an agenda, so I don't know what is on the agenda. So if I say something that's not...
Yeah.
Would you like me to distribute these to people so they know what's on the agenda?
Many sure. have them, but we put yeah. extra out. Mm-hmm. We didn't know how many. We had to make extra copies.
There are two items on tonight's agenda, folks. One is the approval of a ROD grant application to the state, and the second is a personnel matter.
Well, Lee, you might want to lift it out. People can't hear you.
You're just tall, but
you're a little too tall, then.
Will there be a time later in the meeting when you can talk about Board of Ed subjects that aren't on the agenda?
With our second public agenda, our public comment period, you can speak on any open item, Dick.
Okay,
yes.
Fine. I'll do that because I didn't see the agenda.
Thank you.
My name is Ron Villano, 813 Riverview Drive, Brielle.
I'm sorry, sir, but I don't believe we can hear.
My name is Ron Villano, 813 Riverview Drive, Brielle, New Jersey.
Thank you.
I'm here to speak about item number 11, the resignation of Ms. Peg Hom. With all due respect to the board, I'd like to address my comments directly to Ms. Hom. I've known this woman for about 25 years. I've had the opportunity to face her some adversarial situations, some group situations, some situations affecting schools at large. It's with deep regret that I read that you are now resigning from the Board of Education of Manasquan. I've always found you to be the consummate professional, ethics second to none. And now I see your name from a situation involving a situation which I'm really not familiar with, but I know it must be with heavy heart because one thing you've always demonstrated to me in all situations was your professionalism and your dedication to this body, which quite frankly, over the past several months, I've really been questioned a lot. I can only tell you this, Peg, in spite of all our differences, which there were many, in spite of all the other situations we were both faced with, you were probably the best I've ever seen at her job. So for that, and for your professionalism, I know your loss will be deeply felt by this district, and I wish you well. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Valano. Are there any other comments from the public at this time? Seeing none, we'll move to general items. We have a few typos here I'd like to correct on your agendas, folks. Item 7 is correct. Where we indicated item 8, that will be part of 7. So if we scratch off board members as well, if you will scratch off number 8, that entire area will be item number 7. As we proceed down to Manasquan Sending Districts, if we will make what was 9 a number 8. And number 9 then would be personnel. Number 10 would be the public forum. And number 11 will be the Sunshine Law resolutions. And 12 is adjournment. I apologize for the typos. So let's go back to the Manasquan general items. We would like to approve item number 7. Is there a motion for approval at this time? Moved by Mr. Shelton. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Campbell. Comments? Roll call, Ms. Hahn.
Mr. Bauer?
Yes, I'm sorry, Ms. Walsh.
I'd like to know if you have at least a ballpark estimate for what all of these items would cost.
At this time? Peg, would you like to answer that? Do you have numbers with you this evening? Yeah, I will explain. I will tell you that we have just come across the fact that we were able to apply for these grants. So we have been working very aggressively, literally over the last few days, to put this together. We do have an application that is due tomorrow that we will submit to the state in the hopes of being able to receive some grants that are available through the state. So I know Peg is working aggressively on putting some of these numbers together for us. All day, over the weekend and today.
I understand these grants are for 40% of the total project.
That's
cost.
Correct. I believe the number, might correct me, I think there's 500 and some million dollars available to the state. And they will offer
so they will fund up to 40%.
Up to 40% of the total cost.
Leaving a balance of 60% for the district.
That's correct. That's correct.
If you receive a grant, are you required to implement the project?
No, you're not. You can decline.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Any other comments? If not, roll call, Ms. Hahn.
Mr. Bauer?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Mr. Clayton?
Yes.
Mr. Hahn?
Yes.
Mr. Calabrese?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mrs. Walsh?
Abstain.
So moved. We move to item 8. Do we have, this is a Manasquan and Sending District vote. We have a motion to approve item 8. I'm sorry, we'll lump 8 and 9 together.
Nine's part of 8. Number 8.
I'm sorry. My error. Yes, number 8. Not reading my own notes. So number 8, motion for approval. Mr. Shelton, a second. Mr. Palma, any comments? Ms. Walsh?
On these projects, are these considered primarily maintenance projects for which the sending districts would be required to contribute? Or are these outside the purview of sending district funding?
If we receive a grant for them, then the sending districts would have to approve to share the costs.
I can't hear you.
I said if we receive a grant for them, they have to be accounted for in Fund 30. So then the sending districts would have to approve to share the costs.
So if we receive a grant for any of these high school projects, each of the sending districts would then have to individually approve their share of the expenditure.
The two of the top three, right?
Thank
two
you.
Of the
Did you hear that?
Top
yes.
three that have 10% or more.
Mm-hmm. Any other comments?
Can't hear you, Derek.
That's correct. There is not a commitment at this time. You can decline at any point in time. Roll call, Mrs. Hahn.
Mrs. Barnes?
Yes.
Mr. Bauer?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Mr. Clayton?
Yes.
Mrs. Palmer?
Yes.
Mr. Forrester?
Yes.
Mr. Fury?
Yes.
Mr. Calabrese?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mrs. Gergen?
No.
Mrs. Walsh?
I'll abstain.
Okay, so moved. Item 9, I have a motion for approval.
Mrs.
Barnes, and a second, Mr. Shelton. Comments? Roll call, Mrs. Hahn.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Mr. Clayton?
Yes.
Mrs. Palmer?
Yes.
Mr. Forrester?
Yes.
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 Yes, the long print, we're doing, what was number 10? Is number 9?
Number 11.
Yes,
we're doing number 11.
Oh, for you.
Well, it was changed to number 9.
10. With much regret, yes, Peg. With regret.
This is Walsh.
I'm very tempted to vote no. I've worked with Peg for over 14 years. As Mr. Valero said earlier, her work is impeccable. She leaves a great pair of shoes to be filled. And I wish you only well, Peg, so I will vote yes.
Okay. At this time, we'll move to the renumbered item 10, which is our open public forum. At this time, if anyone would like, step to the microphone. State your name and address again and any group that you may represent.
Michelle LaSalle, 44 Parker Avenue. On June 25th, when the board first was discussing the ROD grant, the retaining wall was put in. There was a discussion, a lengthy discussion at the table, and Mr. Pellegrino made a motion, which was seconded by Mrs. Barnes, to remove the retaining wall from the grant application. My question is that there were several times where Mrs. Hom tried to interject and answer a question clarifying statements that were made by the board, and unfortunately she was talked over. There was a portion where Mr. Shelton was saying you could start a project that had time constraints and ask a portion later, although not definite. He said, and this is a quote, there's very impossible information from our financial consultant. I'm not really sure what very impossible information is, but my question is, who's the financial consultant that gave that information, and can Mrs. Hom please clarify whether or not you can actually go back once you start a project and see if you can get a portion of that grant or of that money for that project.
So,
my question is to him and to Mrs. Hom.
Okay, what's the question?
I am not clear on the question.
The question is, Mr. Shelton said you could start a project due to time constraints and then go back to the SDA and ask if they will contribute some of the available ROD money to that project even though you started it. And there were several times that Mrs. Hom was trying to interject, and my question is that accurate information, and who is the financial consultant that gave us very impossible information?
I'd like to have Mr. Shelton answer that question.
Well, first off, the financial consultant for the district that we hired was Bob Allison. That was on our budget night, March 26th.
I believe he was an auditor. He's now the financial consultant?
He was hired as a financial and budget consultant.
Thank you.
On the agenda. Mm-hmm. You were there. You voted for it.
I know I did, Mike.
Secondly, in speaking with the OSF office last week, yes, it has been done before where a person or a school district has gone back and applied for a grant. We are not applying for the grant on the wall. Mm-hmm. When we got the agenda, it had the door project.
But that's not my question.
Okay.
I would like to know if that's accurate information. If you're saying that it is, you know, I know she was trying to interject, and I thought she's been doing this for a number of years.
I don't know what Peg was trying to interject that night.
Well,
maybe
she
Peg
wasn't
does.
Allowed to talk. Could she be allowed to answer the question?
Okay, well, I answer the part I can. I don't know what Peg was trying to interject. If she didn't say something she was trying to say, I don't know what she didn't say.
Mr. Bauer, may I ask her, may I ask the business
yes,
administrator's
Mrs. Hom, would you like
that?
To address Ms. LaSala's question?
It's my understanding that when you apply for the project that you're supposed to wait.
Oh, you're supposed to wait to start the project until you have the approvals of the projects. It is possible that people have applied after the fact. But in reading it, it looks like you're supposed to apply first and receive the money.
Thank you very much.
Any other comments at this time?
Hi, Dick Mikey, 36 North and Clowling, Manasquan Taxpayer Association. I would like to find out if you have any more indications from the sending districts on whether or not they're going to contribute to the athletic complex if it does come about.
We have nothing firm at this time, Mr. Mankey, to report. We are in discussions with the sending districts. And yeah, we have a monthly meeting schedule. We just completed one last week, and we are continuing our discussions with them, and they have been very positive, I will tell you, so far.
When you say positive, are you leading to believe
I am not leading anywhere. I'm just saying they have been positive, healthy, very good meetings with okay. good exchange of conversation.
Does positive mean that they will be contributing?
No, it does not, Dick. No, it just means it was a good meeting. That's all. Don't read into it.
Okay, so we still don't have any indication that they will be contributing to the athletic complex?
We have no firm yes from them as yet. We are in discussions, as I said.
Okay. So nothing has changed on that?
Correct.
Do we have any total estimate on the job?
Which job are you referring to?
The total athletic complex.
I think we gave you a $2.5 million number.
Well, I think that number is incorrect just by your own numbers.
Okay. Yep.
Because
we've discussed this time and time. This is the same subject that we have discussed with you, Mr. Mankey, time and time again. And I think it's quite repetitive at this point in time.
It may be repetitive, but I would like a total number. You're not giving me a total number if you say 2.5 million.
It was 2.5 plus the 250, so it's a 2.75 number, as we have said previously.
Now, how good is that estimate?
Excellent.
So if that number, if that estimate is excellent, if it comes in higher, we won't do it?
We have expressed to you again on numerous occasions that we would not exceed that number. Mr. Shelton has expressed that to you and to the public on numerous occasions. We would be back in this room again should the bids come in higher than that.
Is what you're contemplating, everything that is on the school board website that describes the athletic complex from the football field and the track to the baseball field yet?
Rephrase the question, please, Dick.
I would like to know what's included in this number of 2.75. Does it also include the baseball field behind the elementary school?
There are improvements to the baseball field included in that number. Again, all of the items that are included in the 2.75 number, Dick, you will agree, have been discussed ad nauseum in this arena on several nights.
Okay, I just have a feeling that it's not a good number, so that's why I'm just asking.
I understand you, Dick. I understand your feeling.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other comments this evening?
Kurt Wall, president of the MEA. I first want to start off by just thanking Peg Holm for your time in the district. You're going to be greatly missed. I wish we knew about it sooner. There's something we could say or do to keep you in the district, but we wish you the best of luck in the future.
Thank you.
Mike, next question is for the board is, you know, we've had some employees leave the district. Some valued employees. I was wondering if there's anything in place or you've talked amongst yourself. Is there anything that you're going to possibly do to try to keep valued employees here in the district? Was that ever a thought or anything like that?
Kurt, I couldn't hear your question.
I was just asking if you guys met as a board or talked as a board to try to keep valued employees here in the district and not see valued people leave.
Kurt, we never want to lose valuable employees. People leave for various reasons. I'm sure those discussions are held between us and those employees at times, but it's their decision. We'd love to keep all of our valuable employees.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions this evening or comments?
Jacobson, 59 McLean Avenue. This is regarding some of the items that were on the agenda.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Can you speak a little bit louder, please?
Sure. I can speak really loud if you want me to. If the sending districts do not care to participate in item 8, which was a list of, it looked to me as if they were capital improvements, then what?
Then we would not be able to proceed.
Okay, so you would not do any of those things if all of the sending districts did not participate in that, correct?
No, if okay. Two of the three largest approve it, then it is a go.
Okay. You voted to approve capital improvements without knowing the cost, and we are responsible for 60% of that cost. In order to get the grant?
Yes, let me have Mr. Shelton explain the program.
Marilyn, the ROD grant or the SDA grants have three levels of projects that they deem, from classroom efficiencies and sizes to building reconstruction to asbestos removal to security. Over 80% of the ROD grants that I'm told have been turned in as of last week were security related. So doors, cameras, whatever. You apply for a grant based on your estimated cost. We want to fix something. We think it's going to cost $100,000 from our architect, from PEG, from an engineer, whoever gave us the number. The district has an LRFP, the Long Range Facilities Plan. There's a lot of things listed in it that have been in it for a long time, but have never been able to be funded. So what you do is say, I'd maybe like to do some of this, and there's some financial assistance that could be available. You apply for the grant. In roughly 90 days or so, they will come back and tell you whether or not that grant or that project was approved. If it was, the district has up to 18 months, a few people said 24, but 18 solid, to get your money together, okay? Which means you don't have to go do it right then. You didn't commit to anything. If somebody came along and said, hey, you're gonna do the $100,000 project, we'll give you 40 of it. So the board, the district, the public, superintendent, sending districts, whoever it may be at that time, could say, how important is it to us to find the $60,000 or our share, our local share, to complete this project, and then work on a plan then. We can't tell you what that's going to be. We don't know if the grants are going to be accepted.
But you have an idea. I would think, you know, I don't understand all this myself, but I would think that if you've got a number of projects on the board, you would have some idea, an estimate, of what that cost is.
I just said we do, and most
I think that question was asked.
Well, those that are part of the LRFP have a cost assigned to them, kind of like the field project has been carried in the LRFP for years at $3 million, okay, which included a lot more stuff. Doors, security, fire alarm systems, whatever they may be, you take that number that you're given, and now there's an opportunity, since the governor released some money, to go out and ask for a portion of that to come back in. That's all we're doing, is saying, if we were to do these projects, would you give us any money? Once they say yes or no, then at that time, it'll probably be December, the board can revisit, hey, we were approved for this one, or we weren't approved for that one, and decide then how to proceed forward. I can't answer a question for the future now. The state could say no to all of them. We don't know. We know one thing, if we don't apply for the grants, we can't get a yes.
So this is not one grant in which includes all of these items.
Each one is separate project numbers.
17 applications. Okay.
And they're broken down that way. What if we can only find a certain percentage of money and we choose to do two or three versus lump them all together at one and not find enough money to complete it?
Right. Okay. But
does that make sense?
Somewhat. It's all right. So the sending districts then, if two out of three vote to go ahead with a particular project, then you go ahead with it if you get the grant money. If you don't get the grant money, then you don't go ahead with it.
Correct. That's the plan.
Okay.
Thanks,
Thank you, Mr. Jacobson. Any other comments? Seeing none, I'm sorry, Mr. Frieda.
Jim Frieda, 85 Coward Avenue, Manasquan. Just to verify my address, Peg.
Yes. Okay.
Peg, I've known you for all 27 years that you've worked here and with you together, and I don't know who's happy to see you go. I don't know who's sad to see you go, but I'm sad to see you go, and I reiterate everything that was said here tonight about you, but one thing I wanted to add is that you're one of the sweetest persons that I know, and when I think back and I remember you and all that you did, I'll never forget how kind you've always been to me and to my family, and that's what I remember most about you, and I appreciate it. I wish you my best.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you. Any other comments? If not, seeing none, I will ask for a motion to adjourn tonight's meeting. Mr. Shelton, the second. Mr. Campbell. All in favor?